Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, 19 years ago today, our country was changed forever. We lost 2,977 people on that day, and those deaths were spread across the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. I'd like to pay my respects to all the first responders that charged into the face of danger to save and protect those that made it out. I'd also like to pay my respects to the 2.7 million U.S. military personnel that have been deployed across this globe and primarily to Iraq and Afghanistan to defend our country. I'd like to take a moment of silence to remember those. On today's show, I would like to talk about a life-changing event. And I'm not going to go back to 19 years ago. What I'd like to talk about is an event that happened last night. It was an event that we at Lifestyles Unlimited, we call case study. It's an opportunity for our members to learn from other members who have gone forward and have invested in real estate. And by making those real estate investments, they have changed their lives forever. They have moved away from the game plan that society spelled out for us. You know, the game plan of go to school, get good grades so that you can get a good job, so that with that good job, you can get retirement benefits or some other things as a part of your compensation package. And when you follow that game plan, you start out on a road that leads you 35 or 40 years into the future. So that when you arrive at that point in the future, you start dwindling down whatever savings you have amassed in whatever retirement funds you've been contributing to. And you pray that you don't die before you run out of funds. That is the conventional wisdom in society today. It really is. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we take a different path. We do. We focus on getting ourselves retired in 5 years or less. We focus on learning how to develop passive income. And that passive income is used one of two ways. It is either used to offset your expenses. And in doing so, once you amass enough passive income to where that passive income meets or exceeds your living expenses, you've effectively retired yourself. And at that point, you make a decision as to whether or not you choose to keep working. At that point, you regain control of your life. You regain control of the life that you gave up when you chose to go to work. Yeah. Now, the other way that we use passive income is we take that passive income and we reinject it back into property acquisitions. And by doing that, we're actually able to go a bit faster. Yeah, it's pretty cool that way. So you can either spend the passive income or you can reinvest the passive income. Either way works fine. The key thing is this. You have to build up assets. You have to acquire assets that pay you passive income. Now, when's the last time your 401k paid you any money? It doesn't, does it? How about that IRA? When's the last time that IRA you started putting money into paid you passive income? It doesn't. How about savings accounts or certificates of deposit? When's the last time those things paid you money in passive income? Well, they really don't. Okay, you might earn a little bit of interest, but when you look at the interest rate that your savings account or your CDs are paying, it's not really good. It really isn't good. But in real estate, we make money five different ways. We make money off of the cash flow. That's the thing that creates the passive income. We make money off of appreciation. Now, we don't go into deals based on appreciation. Appreciation is just a natural function that occurs over time. It's gravy, so to speak. We don't make our investment decisions based on appreciation. There's equity capture. With equity capture, what happens is when you buy property the correct way, you capture equity in that property. And that is equity that you realize in the future if you do a cash out refinance or if you sell the property. We also get the benefit of principal pay down. Every month, your resident pays you rent and you in turn make the corresponding mortgage payment. And with that payment, a portion of that goes to pay down your principal amount, which increases your equity. And then, of course, there's the tax advantages, which are just phenomenal in real estate. When we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the case study that we had last night so that you, too, can learn from those that have gone before you. Back after this.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So in this segment, what I will do is I will introduce you to a young lady by the name of Katie. Now, Katie is in her mid-20s, and she started off doing things the way, well, the rest of us did. You know, she was following conventional wisdom. She went to school. She got good grades. She got into a good college. And out of college, she got herself into a very good job working for one of the big tech companies in IT sales. Now, let me point this out. One of the things that she did, because she had an interest in real estate while she was in college, was she actually went out and got a real estate license. But what she found out was that real estate license really teaches you the transactional things associated with selling real estate, and it gets into the laws and things like that. But it really doesn't discuss how to invest in real estate. And she had another problem coming out of college. She had a lot of student loan debt. And the first thing that she did was she tackled that student loan debt because she didn't want that albatross hanging around her neck. Now, it's very important to point out that before she became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, she really had no real estate investing experience, which is good from our standpoint because that means she doesn't have any bad habits. And she joined Lifestyles Unlimited last February. Now, if you remember what was going on in the country, that was just prior to COVID-19 locking everything down. And of course, you know, she got a little alarmed. Oh my, I'm a member now. I'm getting ready to do investment. How will I do that in a COVID-19 environment? Well, to be honest with you, she did it very, very well. She worked with her mentors. She developed a game plan. And she went out and purchased her very first real estate deal. And that's what she presented to us last night. You know, from her perspective, it was a big game changer to hear about the investing side of real estate. And that's where she learned from us how to do it correctly. And the other thing that was a big game changer for her was the ability to connect with other members so that she could see firsthand from other people's experiences that she could do this. And I'll tell you what, she did a really good job. Now, she found a property that was built in 1955. It was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, about 1,200 square feet. And when she showed the pictures of the property beforehand, yeah, it's not a good looking property. It's kind of ugly. I mean, there were bars on the windows. The exterior color scheme looked bad. There was just bad vegetation and stuff. I mean, it just didn't look like a very attractive property. So she went to work to change that. And two of the things that she had to do were some big capital items. The roof on this property was in bad shape. It needed to be replaced. That didn't scare her. The air conditioning, it was on its last legs. That needed to be replaced. That didn't scare her either. The exterior color scheme, it had to go. It needed to be completely repainted on the exterior. Didn't bother her one bit. She did all of that stuff. And on the inside, I'll tell you what, the inside wasn't so bad. I mean, she actually got the benefit of having nice flooring throughout the entire property. So she didn't have to mess with that. What she did have to do was she had to tackle that bathroom because that bathroom was very, very dated. And the color scheme on the inside, yeah, that had to go too. So she had to bring in some very nice, attractive colors. So the interior needed repainting. So all in all, she had to come out of pocket about $30,000 to do the renovations on this property. But I'll tell you what, this property is absolutely gorgeous right now. You know, in the kitchen, she was able to do some minor repairs. And what I mean by minor repairs is this. She was rehabbing the property based on the fact that she had an understanding of what comparable properties in that market looked like, either from a for sale perspective or for a for rent perspective. So she didn't over improve the property. But when you look at that kitchen, it looks like she did. You know, one of the things she did, she kept the original cabinetry because it was just fine. She merely painted it and it looks beautiful. The countertops, they look like granite, but on further inspection, what you find is it is a laminate material that looks like granite. And she didn't put granite in there because none of the other homes in the neighborhood had granite. So there was no reason to over improve this property. She did exactly what needed to be done to this property to make it successful. Now let's get into some of the numbers because you want to know what happened. She was able to purchase the property for $80,000. Now, originally, the person that was selling the property wanted $85,000, but she found out during the inspection period, because she got an option period on this property, that she had to make some capital improvements that we discussed that weren't necessarily in line with her budget. So she was able to go back and kind of retrade on that price, and she was able to get the property for $80,000. Now, the rehab costs, well, when all was said and done, came in at around $37,000. And all of her closing costs between the hard money loan that she used and the conventional financing she put on the back end was about $5,000. So her total expenses turned out to be right around $42,000, which was in line with her budget. She has a captured equity on this property of about $16,000. Her actual cash out of pocket was, like I said, under $30,000. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, if it cost her more to rehab it than that, how is it she did this? Because she used hard money to acquire the property and do some of the repairs on the property. It's a technique that we teach you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, her original rent comps came in at about $1,250. But what she was able to do was she worked with a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor because she was uncomfortable managing the property herself. So she used one of our property managers that's a vendor, and they were able to get a $1,375 a month rent for her, which was above her expectations and more than covers the discounted fee that she pays to that property manager. Because again, it's that property manager is one of our vendors. They give us a deal. She cash flows $645 a month on this particular property. That is $7,740 annualized. Her cash on cash return is 26%. 26% per annum. Are you getting that in the stock market? I don't know. I'll tell you what, by following the Lifestyles Unlimited model, by surrounding herself with like-minded individuals, by working with qualified mentors and working with qualified vendors that are a part of our vendor program, she was able to knock this one out of the park. Yeah, it's a cool thing. And she's ready to get started on her next one. When we come back, I've got another deal for you to talk about.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. In the last segment, I was telling you about Katie and the great things that she has done with her first investment property. What I also wanted to tell you about Katie was the following things. She told us last night that she is empowered to create the kind of life she wants on her own terms. And she is now in control of her own financial future. Additionally, she said, I have options. I have an alternative to the rat race and an end in sight instead of a 9-to-5 job for the rest of my life. And, you know, we asked her, okay, what's your long-term goal? She says, to retire in the next 3 to 4 years. Yeah. It is absolutely doable. She can pull it off. And you know what? So can you. You certainly can pull it off, but you've got to get started investing in real estate. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Jonathan and Amy. They have been members of Lifestyles Unlimited for several years. They started going hot and heavy with single family properties about 3 years ago. And Jonathan, he works in sales, and Amy, she works as a human resources recruiter. And, you know, they came to Lifestyles Unlimited for a couple of reasons. The first one was they did a bunch of research, and that research returned information to them that I thought was pretty interesting. They researched the investments of wealthy people and politicians. That's what he said. He said, you know what? When I found out that politicians are primarily invested in real estate and they're the ones that make the rules, that told me that I might as well just jump on the bandwagon. He also realized, once he became a member, that he had to change his mindset. And when he made that mindset change, he realized that normal savings meant working till the age of 65, and that didn't sit well with him. He also has another goal, which is to give his kids the opportunities that he didn't have growing up. So he's really focused on creating a legacy. And you know what? He set out flat out last night. He said, you know what? I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. He wanted the education because the education was critical to him shortening the learning curve so that he could get going. Now, he presented a property last night. It's not his first property. I think this is his fourth or fifth property. And this property was built in 1997. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, two-car garage, and it's about 2,600 square feet. It's a little bit bigger than the normal model that we recommend, but he chose this property because it had potential to give him equity capture, and that is one of his primary goals. He wants to capture a lot of equity when he acquires the property, and I'll get into why in a little bit. Now, this particular property, it's about 4.5 hours away from where he lives. That didn't scare him. It absolutely didn't scare him. He could care less where the property was at. He was looking for a deal, and he found this particular deal. Now, I'll tell you what. This particular property that he found was on the market because of a death. And because of the death, the heirs didn't want to deal with the property. As a matter of fact, they sold the whole thing, contents included. Yeah, they just wanted to make it go away because they couldn't agree as heirs. Because, you know, when you have multiple people that inherit a piece of property, not everybody sees things the same way. So he went in and he renovated the property. Now, this property did not require a lot in the way of renovation, but, you know, the interior, it needed a little bit of work. He needed to rip all the carpeting out because that carpeting had been there since, you know, the property had been built. It was worn and it had some smells to it and it needed to go away. And what he did was he replaced all the carpeted areas with vinyl plank flooring. And I'll tell you what, it looks absolutely beautiful. He had to do some interior painting, some other things to make the property ready. But all in all, this property wasn't in too bad a shape. Now, he was able to purchase this property for $160,000, which was below what the market prices in that particular area go for because it was distressed, because of the death, because of the fact the heirs could not agree on anything other than selling it and they wanted it to go away. He bought it for $160,000. Now, his rehab costs going into this deal were about $26,000. His closing costs were about $4,000. So all in, he was, you know, needing about $30,000. But let me be very clear with you. That was not his cash out of pocket. Because he used hard money to acquire the property and to do some of the repairs, his actual cash out of pocket was only $23,000, which is pretty low considering this particular type of property. Now, the property, once he got it fixed up, appraised, he thought it was going to appraise for $220,000. He did. I mean, that's what the comps in the area were showing. But when he had the appraisal completed on the property, the appraisal came in at $250,000. That's right. He captured $60,000 worth of equity in this property. So when you take a look at how much money he put into the property and you divide it by the $60,000 of equity that he acquired, he got a 260% return on his investment, just on the equity piece. Now, he is able to rent the property for $1,665 a month. His cash flow, it's only $280 a month, but that's okay. He's totally fine with that because his big ticket item was getting that equity. Now, he cash flows annually about $3,360, and that gives him a cash-on-cash return of about 14.5%. Still much better than what you're investing in, guarantee it. So, like I said, this isn't his first property. He presented his portfolio last night, and he currently has three properties in the portfolio. He had sold one or two others, and the interesting thing that came out of the portfolio summary was the fact that the properties that he has acquired have been producing for him on the average of $62,000 per property in equity capture. So right now he's literally sitting on $184,000 of equity on the three properties that he currently owns. Those properties are producing $1,270 a month in cash flow form. That's $15,240 per year. And it's doing great things for him. Now, I'll tell you, he relies very heavily on his mentor. He was very clear last night, and he said, you know what? My mentor kept me focused, kept me on track, and the education that he received from Lifestyles Unlimited gave him everything that he needed to go forward and do these things. And because the property is 4.5 hours away from where he lives, he relied on the vendors that he found through the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program, which is a part of everybody's membership in Lifestyles Unlimited, and they were able to do all the heavy lifting for him. He didn't have to do hardly anything, which was really cool. Now, I think it's important to point out that Jonathan and Amy are focused primarily on making sure that their two beautiful children have options in the future. And more importantly, the two of them have the option to actually retire while their kids are still young. I mean, they've got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. So, you know, imagine being able to spend time with your kids as opposed to having to go to work all the time. Now, we asked him, what's your game plan going forward? And Jonathan was very clear. He said, I want to continue with single family properties. I want to pick up at least one house per year, and I am positioning myself to move into multifamily. And that's where that equity capture is coming in. He's going to be able to tap into that equity either through a refinance of the properties or just the actual sale of the properties. And he's going to use that money to go into multifamily apartments as a passive investor. Game plan is this. He plans to get Amy retired in the next 3 years. He plans to retire himself in the next 8. But I think he's going to do it much faster than that. We come back from the break. We're going to get into the multifamily side of the case study. Stick around. You're going to want to hear this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. In the last segment, I was talking about Jonathan and Amy. And, you know, one of the things that I really needed to point out that I didn't point out is that they're in their late 20s. So if, regardless of what your age is, you can get started investing in real estate, and you can change the path that you're on. You absolutely can change the path that you're on. So let's talk about somebody who did that. Let's talk about Mike and Jen. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members, and I'll tell you what, when they got started investing in real estate, they got on track to buying their first 10 single-family homes. And you know what resulted by buying those 10 single-family homes? Yeah, Mike retired himself. He did. He absolutely retired himself. He was able to step away from a career as a band director. He worked for a high school, basically, had spent about 12 years doing that. And, you know, it wasn't getting him to where he was trying to get to. Now, Jen is a registered nurse, and she loves what she's doing. So when they got to that point of retirement, Mike made the decision, you know what? I'm out. I'm bouncing. And you know what Jen said? Hey, I'm in. I like doing what I'm doing. And that is the critical thing. Once you achieve enough passive income so that it meets or exceeds your expenses, you get to that decision point. It is totally, totally cool. Now, I'll tell you what. After Mike retired in 2016, he said, you know what? I'm going to do multifamily. That's what I'm going to do. And he did. He bought himself an 18-unit apartment community. He brought some fellow Lifestyles members on board as passive investors, and he knocked that one out of the park. He was able to create a 180% return on investment in 2 years. That's right, 180% return in 2 years. And they wound up selling that property and liquidated it. So what did Mike do? Mike said, you know what? I'm going to seek a bigger challenge. And he did. He went out and he found himself a 120-unit property that was built in 1972. Now, in 2018, he was able to purchase it for the low, low price of $10.2 million. And some of you were thinking, $10.2 million? How did he do that? Well, he did it very easily. What he was able to do was assemble 74 passive investors, and he took a half a million of his own money and put it into this deal. So he was able to use $4.5 million in pooled resources. He was able to go out and get a Fannie Mae loan, which, by the way, was a non-recourse loan, meaning that if the whole property went belly up and they had to walk away from the deal, he was not liable for that loan. That's the way a non-recourse loan works. And this particular property, it needed about $1 million worth of repairs. So, you know, they went to work on this property. Now, let me just give you some of the quick financials, because some of you want the numbers right up front. I get that. The income of this property is about $1.65 million. The expenses are $763,000, which leaves a monthly cash flow of about $28,000 and what is called net operating income. That is how you value properties. The net operating income as of today, well, last night, is $926,000 per year. And when you use a cap rate of 6%, because that's what properties like this are trading for, it returns a value of somewhere in the neighborhood of $14 to $15 million. I'll get into that in a minute. But the key thing is this. All of his investors are enjoying a 7.5% return on investment in cash flow on a quarterly basis. And they don't have to do anything. Mike's doing all the heavy lifting. He's the lead investor. He's the guy operating the business. The other 74 Lifestyles Unlimited members, they're just doing whatever they want to do. They don't have to worry about this property because Mike has got the ball and he is running down the field with it. Now, the property was in kind of bad shape when they took it over. The previous owner was an out-of-state owner that wasn't really maintaining the property. They weren't doing things to make sure the property was being leased. And because of that, the net operating income on this property was declining, and therefore they were able to get it for that $10 million price range. They went to work on this property, and I'll tell you what, they transitioned a property that looked like it was built in 1972 into a property that, when you view it today, you would have no idea that this property is almost 40 years old. Yeah, it looks absolutely fantastic. They did all kinds of things to the exterior. One of the key things that they did was they had to go in and get the pool up and running. That was the biggest complaint they received from the people that live there when they took over the property. They said, hey, are you gonna open the pool? Because it's been closed for the last 3 years. And they said, you know what? We're going to get that taken care of for you. So they really transitioned the entire community area, the common area. The pool has been completely resurfaced. It looks beautiful. They put in nice areas for people to relax under pergola with barbecue stations, and it just looks fabulous. It really, you would think this property was just built in the last year or two. You really would think that. On the interiors, they did a lot of things in there too. One of the things that they had to do was to update the interiors because they were kind of dated. Now, in some of the units, they decided to put granite countertops. In many of the other units, they just went with standard surfaces. And the reason for that was they were kind of testing the market to see if they could get better rent streams based on the fact they put granite into certain units. But let me tell you this, when you walk into one of the refurbished apartments, whether it has granite countertops or it doesn't, it pops. It absolutely looks beautiful. You walk in and the kitchen itself is just inviting. It's warm. It's got all brand new appliances that are, they're stainless steel with black accents. And, you know, he's got white cabinetry and it really looks great. I mean, this thing is very inviting. He had to do a lot of renovations on the bathrooms because the bathrooms had issues. Well, he made sure that all of those issues went away. And I'll tell you what, the property is doing great. Now, let me give you some of the numbers. Again, for those of you that like the numbers, let me just let you know that the net operating income on this property is projected to be $823,339. And I say projected, it's because he's focusing on a number a couple months in the future based on what he has been able to do. And if you take that amount and you divide it by a cap rate of 6%, that property is projected to be in the neighborhood of about $14 million. And it's projected, even though it's only producing about 7.5%, cash on cash return to the investors, that is going to grow to about 8.5% because he is doing things to improve the property and therefore he is able to increase the income streams. And in doing so, he is also controlling expenses. So the estimated equity capture in this property that is projected in the next couple of months is about $4.5 million. Now, he used a slightly different cap rate. I use 6% because that's just the number I pulled out of the air. He used a slightly different cap rate, and that got him to an estimated value of $14,700,000. Now, get this. There's a projected $5.5 million gain in value over the three-year period, which is going to return 114% to the investors over that three-year period. And the way they get that money out is they either refinance the property and take the money out that way and they continue to own it, or they just outright sell it and take the money in one lump sum. Now, I'll tell you what, he was very adamant when he said the education was the game changer for him, especially on the multifamily side, because he learned how to acquire and operate these properties based on what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, he's got a hands-on approach. He self-manages the property and he does an absolutely great job of doing it. He said one of his keys to success was having access to the network of like-minded investors in Lifestyles Unlimited. And he said without that, he's not sure that he would have been able to achieve what he's been able to achieve. In the short term, he's looking at picking up property number 3. And he actually still owns one of those single family properties and he plans to sell it next year. He's just waiting until next year because of certain tax issues. I won't get into that. That doesn't really matter. And his long-term goal is to acquire 2,000 units. He wants to be a key principal on deals. In other words, he wants to help other real estate investors get their loans. He is teaching his kids the entrepreneurial mindset. And One of the other things he plans to do once COVID lifts is he plans to take a very long extended vacation in Europe, and he and his wife want to get an RV and travel across the United States and see all the beautiful things that this country has to offer. And you know how all of these people started? They all started by checking out a free workshop. So what you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for an upcoming event and start working to change your life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.